The available water holding capacity is perhaps the most common framework to describe the soil water deficit in plants. This framework relies on two arbitrary limits, a lower limit and an upper limit. Typically, matrix potentials of minus 1500 kilopascals can reasonably describe the lower limit. However, the upper limit has some weaknesses in its definition, and this leads to some inconsistencies in the determination across lab routines, pod experiments, and field. Although there are some new frameworks, such as the least limiting water range or the integral water capacity, most of the current crop and land surface models rely on this framework. Doing some literature review, we found out three things. First, most of the transpiration response functions as a function of available water holding capacity were developed in potting experiments. We also found out that it's seldom reported the upper limit of these experiments. And the third thing that we found is that most of these transpiration response functions were developed in moderate reference evapotranspiration or atmospheric demands. So all these things generated some questions about what if we use less ambiguous upper limit? What if we try a saturation point? What if we try 10% airfield porosity? What is the transpiration response to hydraulic conductivity, for instance? And what should we do with this concept of field capacity? So to answer these questions, we carry some experiments in a growth chamber, analyzing three different soils and two different atmospheric demands. Some of the results reveal that actually the traditional value for field capacity of minus 33 kilopascals was not matching the upper limit of our pods. If you want to find out more about the answers to these questions and actually continue the debate of this issue of field capacity, I will invite you to visit my poster for 1434. Thank you.
Though
there's time at the poster, we still have the time here
also, if anybody has a question.
No? Everyone believes in field capacity.
Okay. You only considered one soil type texture?
No, three soil textures. So sandy loam, and clay loam.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.